Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety. And breathe in automotive peace. Visit us today.
Hey everyone, this is Morgan with Not So Far Behind Podcast. This is the fourth episode, everyone. Get excited. And so, I know I didn't do a verse last week, but we're gonna do it. And so, this one's two verses. It's so hard to just, like, have one verse, because I'm like, well, usually, like, the verse above it gives them, like, this is what's gonna happen, and then, like, the next one, like, there's the middle one, and then there's the next one. Like, it's hard to pick, like, one verse. But it's Matthew 9:37-38. So it says, and if you can, grab your Bible, but if you can't, if you're driving, don't do that. It's not the safest idea. I'll read it to you. It says, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plenty, laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And so I have written down, because we've gone through this at my church, and it says, if Jesus is calling you, he will equip you to do all things he calls you. So I think I have to remind myself of this, of like, okay, maybe God, even if it's something, it's usually something that you don't want to do. Because, I mean, it's easy to, Jesus is calling me to go do fun things, you know, like, and so, but it's a lot harder when it's like, oh, he wants me to be friends with the person that I really don't want to be friends with, or I have to give up time and go minister or go help someone clean their yard, or it's just like those things that you're like, oh, I could go hang out with friends, or I could go. I know a lot of people, at least for me, it's hard. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't have a day. It's hard for me to have a day off and be like, but I need to make money. I need to make money. And it's so hard for me, but I've like, because I've not always been like that, which is so weird. I feel like it's just like something that clicked in my brain that I was like, oh, I need to get my budding gear, which I'll talk about later. But I think I just always need to, when I read that, I'm like, okay, he's gonna equip you if it's, oh, you know what, it's a job, it's a, that you're like, oh, I don't know if I really want it, but like, it's like obvious that God's like, come on, this is what we're doing. This is like, he's kind of like, his hand is on your back and be like, come on, this is what we're doing. And so, or if it's, yeah, volunteering or helping your siblings. That one's hard for me. I feel like I've gotten a little better. Ask my parents about that one. But yeah, I don't know. I really like that verse for some reason. And I just, yeah. I had another thing. I forget what verse. Let me, I have my Bible right here. It says, I want to find that exact verse. Oh, it's, I think, Let me see. Okay, so I think it's Matthew 6:6. It says, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases that the Gentiles do, like the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. So that's Matthew 6:6-7. Sorry. And I have written down I have that all underlined, and then like in my little margins, I guess. So I have like a study Bible. So it has, I don't know if you guys have any, if any of you guys have study Bibles, but mine has like a little extra room, I guess. And so I wrote down, at least for 6, it says, if you give to get, what you get is all you get. Well, I'll give you a minute. If you give to get, what you get is all you get. And I think I also hear that, I'm like, okay. So like, I don't know, this might be weird, but like when I go, it's not like patting myself on the back, it's like, oh, I'm gonna go the extra mile of, you know, I'll do all the dishes for my siblings, or I'll do A, B, C, D, F, G, or whatever, those things. And then people are like, oh, thank you so much. I'm like, oh, don't do that. I'm like, because then that's what I'm getting. I'm trying to store it. Like, it may be bad, but like, I'm like, no, don't stop. Don't say that. I'm like, I want God to do that for me. I don't know. That might be bad, but like, it's, I don't know. So yeah, I know that's definitely more than one verse. Just had to say it. You know, it's just something that I've been reading. But yeah. So we want to go back to main subject. I'm just thinking like job wise. So I've had a lot of jobs and definitely feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, I've had so many jobs. Like some of my friends they've worked the same place or pretty much the same place their whole life. And I'm like, how can you do that? Like, I get bored really easily. And so I'm just like, okay, like, I'm trying to find the good side of it. Like, okay, God, what? Why? I mean, I know why. I just get bored and then I quit. But, like, is there another reason that it's like, oh, she just gets bored, but there's gonna, I don't even know the right words, but, like, I don't know. So let's start from the beginning. So I've worked, just get some ground layout things, I guess. And so I started working at like an outfitter. So they rented kayaks and canoes, which is going to be a full circle moment, actually, if you just wait till the job, one of the jobs I'm working now, which is funny. And I worked with that with like my dad here and there. And that was really fun. It was my first job. And then, which, I mean, I guess I babysat before that, but it doesn't count. Then these might be a little in circles, but then I worked at, was it an ice cream shop, I think? That was, I think, like, my big, like, my real job, and it was, like, traumatic. I'm gonna say it was Cold Stone. I'm not gonna say where, but that was, oh my goodness, because I was like just my little homeschool self. The rental business, like the outfitters, was still, they were Christians, so they wasn't like, and they hired, I think most of them were Christians, but so there was not much like inappropriate music, inappropriate talking, I guess. And so like this, working at this place, I was like, oh my goodness, like my eyes were like, I was like traumatized, but not really. And so that was, I think I worked a week, maybe a week. And then at that same time, I had an interview with Hobby Lobby, and it was like my anxiety right then. It's like, it was flared up so bad. Like, I was like, shit, I can remember I was sitting, we have a sewing room in my room, and I remember sitting there like crying, like, because it was like I needed to go into Hobby Lobby and like do, it was like my first day, and I was like, I can't, like, they want me to talk on the phone, talk to people. Like, I was physically shaking of just anxiety, and I just look back and I was just like, oh my goodness, like, I was there at one point. And I think sometimes I'm like, oh, like, just give it to God. Like, I wish I gave it more to God than I did. But I mean, I feel like we can, most of us can look back in our lives. I'm like, oh, I wish we did this, wish we did that. But yeah, so then I called and be like, I can't do this. And that, I worked like one day, because it was like, I worked, I guess, technically one day, but it was just like, oh, this is what we're just gonna do. It was a couple hours, you know, it wasn't like a shift of like, oh, go on, do your thing. And so then it was during COVID, I think. And I didn't work during COVID. And then, I think COVID, I'm trying to remember. I should have wrote this down, but I also am like, I don't want a script. I'm cheers to people with podcasts that have scripts, because, you know, but I'm like, I really want to just this to be raw, and my brain cell's working. I'm so sorry. So I, after COVID, I'm just like trying to remember Oh, it might have been before COVID. After COVID, I worked up north at a bar, restaurant thing. It made me really good money. I worked with one of my friends that summer. It just was a little crazy. I'm just gonna say that. I was opposite of following Jesus. That was horrible. I didn't, So I did that for a summer. Made oohs of money. It was a lot of money. And then that winter, I don't think I worked. And then I try to decide, like, was it that? Oh, no. So then I was in school. I was at a technical college, and I worked at a coffee shop. And that was fun, but it was just a bit of a drive for me. I'm like, and wasn't making any money at all. I was making like 8 something an hour. I was like, and their tips weren't fantastic either. I'm like, what's the what? And I was driving a big truck. Like, it was just not adding up. But it was during school, so I was homeschooled except the technical college. And then one of the guys in the trades program with me, he was a detailer, and he's like, "Oh, I think you would like that." I was like, okay." And then put my applications in a bunch, and then I started working at St. Cloud Toyota, and I was trying to like, am I gonna say this? I did, and so I detailed there for a little. I think it was. Was it over 2 years or close to 2 years? Depending. Around a year and a half, maybe, let's say. And so I was detailing. That was fun. That time, it was just, I feel like there's always ups and downs. I feel like there's like following Christ and how close I am. And at that point, I wasn't doing like Bible study really or anything like that. And that's when I found my first official boyfriend, you guys. I was 18. He was 25. Yeah, let's not do that. And so detailing. Then I was like a lube tech. So it's like I did oil changes and tire rotations for a week maybe. And then I was like, I don't really want to do this, but I was good at it, I guess. That's what they told me. So pop off. I can do oil change. And then I did that for a while, and then it just got boring. And then I liked it because I was separate than most of the other detailers, because the other detailers were kind of weird and druggies, and I was like, I don't really want to do this. So I was in like a little bit of a different, like with the mechanics, and which was interesting. I don't want to like degrade myself, but like, I'm not like a fashion model by any means, ladies. But like, I was like, it was like, yeah, it was a little weird, those guys. But it is what it is. And then they were finally like, okay, Morgan, you can't work here anymore. You have to go work over at the other building. And I was like, no, bye, pieces, deuces. Because I wanted to work at the front desk and they didn't want me to. So I was like, bye bye then. And then I didn't have a job lined up. I don't think I've ever had a job lined up after quitting one job. That right there shows God. God is like, I'll line it up, baby girl. I did not have, like, I've never, and it's just a line that there was another job that I wanted to do. Like, that was God. That was Jesus showing, like, okay, didn't want to be smart, girl, but we're gonna do this. And so, thank you, Jesus. Let's take a minute. Okay, like, thanks. And so, I then it was a bit of not working, but I had not a new car, but newer, new to me, Subaru Forester. Because in that time, the first car I bought was, yeah, I don't want to say I totaled it, but pretty much. And so I went and bought a big girl purchase of a Subaru Forester, and then I quit, but I still had payments, obviously, so, didn't know how that one's gonna work out. And my parents like, you need to find a job. And so I had a little bit of anxiety of like, oh my gosh, I do need to find a job. But then I also, there's nothing I want to do, but then there's payments coming up. But I didn't have a lot of money in my savings either. So like, you guys, if you're thinking your life is a shit show, like mine too. Mine's been a shit show of like, how am I going to pay for my car? Is my car going to get repoed? Is it like, you guys, and my parents would have let my car get repoed. They would have let that happen. Like, well, you were stupid and quit a job. Like, they would have. Which rightfully so. I probably would have too with my kid. It's my future kid. But I was like, okay, I don't know. So I put my application at like a bus company, and it was just like to clean the buses. Which I was like, oh, I don't really want to go into detailing. Because it's not detailing, but it was like cleaning. I was just like, I don't really want to do like cleaning cars. Like, I'm tired of cleaning cars. I like cleaning, but tired of cleaning cars. And then my dad's like, hey, you know what? Like, look at like the city, because they have good benefits usually, and they pay pretty well sometimes, depending, unless you're a first responder, then you don't get paid crap nuggets. But it's like, okay. And then I looked and I was like, cleaning for the police department, sign me the hell up. You know, like, I don't know how much, I probably can't say much, but like, sign me the hell up. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm gonna know everything about everything. And oh my gosh, I'm nosy, which funny enough, the one thing on the thing was like, oh, like they would call like my references and they're like, oh, is she nosy? Or like, not maybe they didn't say that, but like, is she like wanting to like know, you know what I mean? And they're like, no. And I'm like, you guys are the fattest ass liars. But like, it's not like I'm gonna snoop through people's desks. Oh no. But like, when my earbuds are on, they weren't on, and people would talk freely. And so, and I had, so as a cleaner at a certain police department, I don't, probably most of them, but at least for the one I worked at, I had keys for everything and my card. So there's a keys and card to like little swip thing, you know what I mean? And so I had access to the gun lockers. I had access to everything that like even like regular police officers did not have access to. Like, they would ask me, they're like, Morgan, can you unlock this for me? I'm like, yeah. I would wallow my ass over there and be like, oh gosh. And so yeah, so it was a bit of an interview, background check, but like, I was like, okay. So I finally got in. Oh my gosh, the sweetest old men worked with me. They were cheers to them. They were the best. I loved them. And my, I don't know, he's not my manager. He was a little spicy redhead. Love that man. Love him. Funny. I'm pretty sure I annoyed the hell out of him. But like, and so, and then my boss, which, Jesus loves him. That's all I'm gonna say. Ladies, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. Jesus loves him. Which is true, but if you know me, you know what that means when I say that. Which is true, I do truly believe, but like, you know. And so I cleaned for like a year. And then, so I like doing that, but then I was like, oh, like I think they're used to just like old men, and I would clean everything that I needed to clean in like 2 hours, and I had an 8-hour shift, and I was like, what am I gonna do? And like, they were like, Maureen, what are you doing, mom? Like, if I took my lunch, and it was obviously technically I was supposed to have a half an hour lunch, but like, I was like, I'm not doing anything. Like, quite literally not doing anything. So I would just sit in the bathrooms, like the women's changing room, for hours, because all my bosses and everything were guys, so they couldn't go in there. I'm like, what am I supposed to do, you dippies? Yeah, so I was a little crunchy about that, because it's like, you guys, like, you can only make things so clean. I'm famous for this. I literally was on my hands and knees scrubbing grout in the main area of this police department. Like, because I was so gosh darn bored. No one has ever done that. It was like black until it was cream, until it was whitish cream, because that was the technical grout color. I was literally scrubbing the ground because I was so damn bored. And people were like, what? This never happened. Yeah. I was that bored. So, yeah. And then, oh my gosh, I was gonna start a podcast about working at the police department because, like, the things I heard over lunch break, because I would have my earbuds in but not have them on. So, if any of probably the likelihood of any of these police officers hearing this is low, but if I was ever in a lunchroom with you guys, I heard everything you said. I'm talking to the young police officers. You guys, prayers. I know, quite literally, I've prayed about them, but, like, you know what? Hopefully they're... So, yeah. And then the SWAT guys. Yeah, the SWAT leader is a hoe. I'm laying it out as a hoe. I would say most of them are hoes, but whatever. Like, cheating on their wives. Like, that's just, like... I think that was what was sad. I was like, oh my goodness. And, like, most of these guys are on their third divorces, which I always said jokingly, not out loud, but, like, most of the people, like, the ones I trusted, I was like, oh, you're not a good cop unless you're on your third divorce. Like, quite literally. I'm like, you guys, come on. And so I was like, whatever. And then, yeah, so a lot of these, yeah, I don't even understand. And then one day, I was very famous, still to this day, famous for in that police department. I was cleaning the SWAT room, and I was just like, whatever, doing what I'm doing. I had my earbuds in, and all the SWAT guys came in, because they were done shooting their little baby guns. And one was like, what are you doing? He was short. And I was like, you cannot talk to me like that. You're way too short to talk to me like that. And all the guys are, and I suppose that I didn't know that at this time, but this guy was a jerk. And so I was like, well, he got what he deserved. But yeah, so the SWAT leader did not appreciate me cleaning his room. Yeah, I know, you guys. Gosh darn, I know. That's a sin for me to keep their area clean. No, I think the big issue is when I was cleaning part of their gun locker, and I was like, I picked up their guns, sweeped under it, because it was really disgusting, you guys. And I was like, okay. And then he came in, he's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just cleaning because it's dirty. I was like, and then he went and talked to my boss. He's like, I don't know what he said, but after I cleaned the room, I was told never to clean it again. And I was like, okay. I'm like, bro, you're really not the shit. But whatever. I'm a little crunchy. I'm not even crunchy. I'm just like, bro, grow up. Like, you're not cool. And I think majority of them, like the guys that had the big egos, did not like that I had a backbone. I feel like that's the issue here. They did not like I had a backbone, and I was like, you guys. But it is what it is. I loved working out, though. I got a gym, obviously, and then I got, like, oh my gosh, I had a car washing station. It was real nice. And then parked underground. The amenities of working there was top tier. But, like, also, I'm like, yeah. I don't know. I had a lot of sarcasm and a lot of... My first week, I was laughing. It was a little loud. Out of the mustard room. And it's where every time before their shift, they all meet and talk about whatever crap nuggets they're doing. And I was laughing with one of my coworkers, one of the old guys. And they're like, what is she like? And they... One of the sergeants or whatever. Sergeants or lieutenants. Or, I think it's a sergeant. He's like, Morgan, what are you laughing about? And I was like, huh? And one of the cops opened the door, and I was like, and I just stood there. It was like my first week, and I was like, hi. And they're like, you think it's so funny? Come up here. So I stood in front of all these cops, and I was just telling my joke, and they're like, oh gosh. So yeah, I was a hoot and a holler, and I still have friends that work there, and they're like, Morgan, people still talk about you. I'm like, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they should. Oh gosh. But yeah, so that was, I'm gonna be honest, girls, that was the most eventful job I think I've ever had. And then after cleaning, I wanted to do CSO, be a CSO, but like on the road. So I'd be like a meter maid. But they're like, well, we don't know how you're gonna act with like people. And I was like, I can talk to anyone here. Like, I'm great with people. But they didn't believe me. So I was like, okay. So I worked at the front desk, which I know was going to be bad at, because there was just going to be so many reports. And I'm dyslexic, you guys. I Yeah, it was not going to be great. But they're like, you still, we need to see how you are with people. This whole situation was bullshit. Sorry, don't want to swear. Was baloney. But I was like, okay, whatever. And then obviously I was having a really hard time keeping up with reports because we would take a lot of reports. And they're like, I would be talked to. They're like, Maureen, you really need to keep up. I was like, well, that's why I wanted to be a meter maid because there's not as many reports. They're like, well, we understand, but we didn't know how you were going to act with people. I was like, but you've told me that I'm really good when people come in. Like, I would literally talk to anyone. Like, literally talk to anyone. I didn't quite literally talk to freaking pedophiles and POR, so predatory offenders. Like, I would talk to any of them. I'm like, yeah, he creeps me out, but I'm still gonna, it's my job. And so, yeah, I was just like, that's crazy, but whatever. Yeah, I'm horrible at, I would be horrible as a meter maid. Gosh darn, I can talk to anyone. And that's, which was their thought, that it was their issue with me, but who knows. I really don't know the whole situation there, to be honest. And they told me, they're like, well, unless you can keep up and do these reports right, which I was doing just really, really slow. And the issue was a lot of, like, spelling errors, which, no dur. And I said that, and they're like, okay, well, if you can't keep it up, we are going to have to, like, send you on your way, or some whatever baloney that they said. And so I was like, whatever, okay. Prayers to them all. Don't think, I hope they're all doing well, but, like, also I'm like, I've told you this from the beginning. I don't know what else to say. And so I quit before they fire me because it's going to look better on my resume that I quit. But also, so many people are like, Morgan, they can't fire you over not being able to spell. Like, so all, like, that they can't do, that is illegal. I was like, yeah, it probably is, but I'm not gonna deal with it. So I was like, I'm not touching that with a 12-foot pole. They really don't, they're not worth my time. And there was not, like, much, at least for my, like, growth there, because I was like, I don't want to be a coming officer, so, like, I don't know if I want to do this for the rest of my life, you know. So I really want to do media for them, because, like, all the police departments, we're, like, doing, like, they had a media manager and, like, did TikToks and Instagrams, and I talked about it to one of the lieutenants. He's like, that would be fun. We've talked about it, but, like, the mayor of our town has something up his something. So, yeah. This is going to be a long podcast, but moral of the story, everyone, don't feel so far behind. Jesus, he's going to work wonderful things through the jobs you've had. Honestly, like, the police department, I still have friends that I still hang out with, and I still, like, which is so amazing. I'm so thankful for the friends I've made at the police department and just the connections that I've had. And, yeah, I don't know. I love them all to pieces, to be honest. Yeah, so I worked at the police department for a while, and then I was like, okay, I can't do that. And then I worked at a coffee shop, which was baloney, another different one. And another boutique. And then I was like, I cannot do these. Like, the coffee shop, I was like, cannot do that. And so I worked at the boutique for a tiny bit. And then a boutique, because I put my name and phone number at a boutique that they weren't hiring at the moment, but potentially maybe down the road. And so then I got a message from the owner saying, like, hey, I remember you left your phone name and phone number. And I really want to interview or whatever. And so, till this day, I still work at this boutique. An amazing boss. 10 out of 10. Love her. Like, yeah. Can't say enough good things. And then I also work up north at my parents' rental business, which is funny because they rent canoes, paddle boards, and kayaks, which are the same, not the same ones, but similar to the first job I had. And so then we also rent, like, pontoons and all e-bikes and regular bikes. So that's been really fun. That's since last summer. I think my other boutique job was, like, last fall, I think. So it's, I think. And then, yeah, so I've been working at both of those. This summer was my first summer working up north, which was super fun. And yeah, the boutique is, yeah, amazing. And been there ever since. So just with all the jobs I've had, hopefully it just shows you guys, I'm 22, don't have any of my stuff figured out. I'm giving this all to God. I was like, God, you know what? I've been up and down through jobs, through not having barely any money in my savings or checking, and like just still surviving and figuring things out. I think I just really want this to help you guys see, like, you don't have to have it figured out, because I definitely don't. I started a podcast because I was like, what else am I gonna do, right? And I mean, I felt that pull from God, from Jesus, from God and Jesus, I mean. And so I just really want you guys to get that you just don't have to have it figured out yet. Even if you're 35, 40, like, you don't have to have it figured out. I think the lie that everybody wants you to know is that they all have it figured out, and they don't. I mean, I feel like there's a very small percentage of people that actually have it figured out. And it could, maybe they have it figured out in job-wise, but maybe in their spiritual, like, part of their life, or their singleness, or your relationship, like, no one has everything figured out. And I think it's easy to think that when you're like looking at someone, be like, oh, well, they're so put together, they go to the gym all the time, they have the perfect job. Like, who says what's a perfect job? Like, who says? Like, I don't say it. I would love to hear it. What is the perfect job? Because there is no perfect job, because each person is so different. And I think you don't have to stick with something because you're like, it makes me so much money. And like, I understand that there's positions people are in that they're like, well, I need to make money because I have kids. I'm a single mom. I'm a single dad. I understand that. And like, I can't even imagine that because I've never been in that situation. So I feel like I don't have any, I don't know what the right word is, but I don't have any, I don't want to say words of wisdom, but like, I feel like I can't say much about that. But if you're young and single and don't have a lot of bills to pay, like, risk it. I'm gonna be honest, like, let God do his thing. Like, I've so many times, time after time, that I was like, well, we're gonna have it figured out. And God's like, oh goodness, like, his. I feel like I imagine his head in his hands, like, oh, Morgan, what are we doing? But I'm like, it's not gonna happen, right? Which, thank you, Jesus. You always do. Like, can we all say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Like, he's figured it out so many times. Even if in the moment you're like, you don't understand it's God, I feel like a lot of the times for me, I look back, I'm like, oh, that was God. That's Jesus. That's, you know, like, it's hard to see it in the moment, but looking back, I feel like it's a lot easier. And so I just pray that no one is like beating themselves up about not having life figured out, at least job wise, or I mean anything. Like, you guys, I am 22, have two jobs, starting a podcast for because, but yeah, like, because I feel like God led me to it, but like, still, I'm like, I'm stepping out in faith on this one because I'm like, it's still a lot of time. Like, I wanted to say this in the beginning. Sorry about the last podcast, you guys. That was rough. My dog was barking half the time, and I was like, trying to, like, oh, what am I supposed to do? And so, hopefully, this one's better. But yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do for, like, do I need to get another job? Or do I need to calm down? Do I like start up a business that I might want to do? Like, where do I like, yeah. And so right now it's just a lot of prayer. A lot of just like, okay, you know what, God, it's all in your hands. And it's scary though. It's really scary, especially like starting up a business or like, where do I start? Like, that's where I'm like, where do I even start? Because none of my family have ever like started up the business that I'm thinking of. And I'm just like, yeah. So it's kind of crazy. But then I'm like, okay, but I work. I go to the gym. I have a dog. I have a mouse. That's not much work. But, you know, like, it's just trying to juggle everything is hard. It's so hard. And then I'm like, I'm single, which I feel like God has put wanting to start a podcast on my heart and wanting to, like, start up a business on my heart really heavily now because I'm single. And he's like, you have time now. Let's start this when you have time. And, like, I think that's just, like, I have that tug in my heart of, like, God's like, no one is going to take this time away because you're single. This is a good time to start these things. And I've become closer to God. And I feel like having this podcast, I'm like, okay, like, I have something, like, accountability. It's like accountability partner, this podcast. I'm like, okay, well, I used to do A, B, and C, but I'm not doing that. Like, if I'm preaching it, I have to follow it too. Like, I can't just preach it and be like, well, I'm gonna go sleep over at my guy's friend. No, there's no sleep over at guy's friends, ladies. That's not, even if it's no sleepover in Bible study, that's with your boyfriend. That is not a thing. Me and my Bible study leader was talking about that. No, there is no Bible study in sleeping over with your boyfriend. What? What? That's no. Come on, girls. We're not doing that. Mm-mm. We're not doing that. And so I was like, yeah, so I just don't really have that tug on my heart of doing that right now. So that's why I was like, okay, stepping out of faith, starting it when I posted my first episode. And so, yeah, I just really am hoping and praying. And it's not, don't get me wrong, if God really had someone, like, he was putting someone in my life and it was obvious that, like, Jesus was like, okay, this is your person, I would take it open with open arms, obviously, you guys. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh no, I can't, like, I'm doing this, if it was obvious that this person was from God. And so I think that's what I just want to, like, say of, like, you know, girls, like, it's okay to focus on yourself and tell those boys that are obviously not from God, if it's an ex, it's like, hey, like, no, like, you're not obviously from God. Like, tell them to go away. Like, wish them the best, but also, like, nope, I'm focusing on myself. You're not from Jesus. And so, yeah, I just really want to speak that out. And, yeah, just stand your ground, girls. Stand your ground, ladies. And just walk closer to God every single day. Like, if I can be that person to tell you, walk closer to God, because it's going to be so amazing. Like, I feel like every single day, I'm like, I feel like I learned something, or I'm like, ooh, like, I never really thought about that, or I never, yeah, I don't know. I just, even with these podcasts, I'm like, I'm not going to write a script. God's going to tell me what he wants me to say. I'm like, which is crazy to me, because I always am like, oh my gosh, what am I going to talk about? Like, I have, like, the main, like, oh, like, this podcast, we're going to talk about jobs and, you know, but, like, really, like, obviously I can only talk about this for so much, for so long, and then the rest I'm like, are we just going to sit in silence? We're not going to do that, girls. And so, I think, yeah, we need to have a community and keep each other accountable, which this podcast has been real helpful, to be honest. Like, girls, if start a podcast, if that is what's going to help you stay accountable, do it. Do it. I'll follow you guys. Let's follow all each other, even if it's just for the accountability. I think that would be so amazing. And yeah, I think do it. But we're gonna end this episode. Thank you so much, ladies and gents, if there's any gents out there. Thank you so much for listening. And every Thursday you'll be getting an episode. Woo woo woo. Okay, bye.